Phil, Dallas, Texas, good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm good.
I just was calling in to let you know how impressed I am with your when you came to Mannheim.
Yeah.
Well, you are the I've been there for 5 years, and you are the only person that came in with a helicopter. I mean, I thought that was so cool. Here, I'm like, what's this? And all of a sudden, a helicopter comes out of the sky, and then it lands right in front of all the car auctions, and then they got a red carpet for you. See, what I do is I direct your lane from when all the cars come out. There's 23 lanes of cars.
Right.
And you've got the nicest cars out of everybody.
Thank you.
I sit there in awe, and I direct them from like 9 to 2 coming out. You've got the most beautiful Corvettes, classic cars, muscle cars. I mean, your cars are just awesome, and I just love sitting there watching each and every one of them come out of there. It's incredible.
That is a great man. You're making me smile, Phil.
But I mean, I work there for real, and I've been there for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You were the only one who's come in with a helicopter. I thought was so cool. It was phenomenal. I said, "Who is this guy?" I'm thinking, you know, some billionaires coming in or something. And then they roll out the red carpet for you. They roll out the red carpet for nobody. And then what I love about your lane is the first five cars that come out are so awesome. It's I don't even know what to do when I look at
it. It's like a car show.
It's better than a car show. I mean, you've got, like I said, the most beautiful, awesome cars. And everybody's there, out of the thousands of people there, they're all at your lane wanting to buy your cars.
Well, there is a lot of work that goes into that. And it starts with paying a lot of money for good cars. And that's what, you know, I try to portray on the radio to people is everybody's got junk cars. We pay too much for good cars, but when you have good stuff, you can get a little bit more. People know we sell it, and that's a key is our sales percentage. And we don't jack around. And when a guy's on top at 52,800, we don't say no. It takes 53. We just sell it.
Well, let me tell you something, John. And for all the people listening out there, I literally am there for the whole auction of every car that comes out of his lane, and they sell more of his cars than anybody out of the 23 lanes. And your cars aren't good, they're excellent. I mean, when I see these Corvettes and these muscle cars and these cars I've never seen before, I was like, wow, man, who is this dude?
Well, that's what they were like, man, you got to help us with this Highline sale. You got to help us with this Highline sale. And they want us to take like our Highline run out of our Wednesday sale and do it on the Highline sale. And I was thinking, we have our own Highline sale. Mm-hmm. We don't want to change it. I really don't. I want to just keep doing what we're doing, but we're going to help with the Highline sale. But I mean, I don't have 100 of them to cut them. I really think it helps our Wednesday presentation to have, you know, that starting about car number 150 when we get into our Highline cars. It's fun. I enjoy that. It's the highlight of my week. I mean, that's so I mean, the adrenaline of selling a $380,000 car in 45 seconds is ridiculous.
Oh my goodness! If people could only see the cars coming out of there, I like freak out. I'm like, I'm drooling at them because they're so beautiful.
This week. Did you notice, and I think you did because you brought it up, you said Corvette twice. Did you see that 18-car run of Corvettes just one behind the other?
Oh, my goodness. And the Corvette is my favorite car in the world. I mean, and you got vet after vet after vet. I'm like thinking I'm about to pass out. I'm like, this guy knows I love Corvette. He's torturing me with the Corvettes. I'm like, one after another, and they're all this beautiful cars. I mean,
our staff,
like I said,
nobody
does better than you.
Well, it's not me.
We've never met, I've never met the gentleman. I saw him one time in the helicopter come in. He's a class act. His cars are better than everyone there. There's 23 lanes, and nobody has more people there than him, and I'm there all day watching. And he gives away great food and drinks for the people.
That's right. I was, and that's
no, but you do. I mean, you really do. You give out nice food and drinks, and a lot of them people don't give out anything.
We spend $2,000 a day on catering.
And I know you do. I see. I watch the people come there, and you feed them good food. And again, we don't even know each other. I'm just telling you that, you know, you're a class act.
Well, you too, sir. And what I do want to, I mean, not to be cliche, but truth, think about how much work it takes to put all that together. And think about the staff and the guys that work
for us. You know what? I've been there for years. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people realize there's over 30 acres of cars in each part of the whole place out there. specializes in them cars. Before one of them cars are rolled out there, they have a detail shop that cleans them, scrubs them. I mean, they're so meticulous how they do this stuff there. That's why it's one of the best auctions in the world. Mm-hmm. So I don't think people realize what it goes through just before one car rolls out there.
And a guy like you, so are you the lane coordinator?
Yes, sir.
So when we get off a bit...
I'm on your lane. I'm literally the one doing your lane.
So you have Glenn come out there all red-faced saying, what the hell's going on when we have a hiccup? Are you the one he comes to?
Listen, your lane, they pay so much attention to that it's catered to more than anybody because obviously you're a man of great power and wealth. I mean, because to have them kind of cars, you've got to be a very wealthy man.
We're just trying to do it as good as we can. And you guys,
I think you're being very humble, sir.
Well, you guys that make this happen and that lane coordination and that run order and all those little details you're talking about, it takes a lot of effort. And you do it too. I'm pointing back at you. If you're my lane coordinator,
listen. Yep. Can I say this one thing? It's like the Indy 500, and you've got the pit crew that gets them in and out in 5 seconds with the most beautiful, miraculous cars, and you got a great staff behind you. You got everybody catering to you because obviously you're a powerful man, and we never met before.
You're part of that staff, and I'm trying to say thank you, Phil, and thank everybody that helps make that happen. And I do appreciate your phone call. I really do. Come up and shake my hand when I'm there next week. I'd love to meet you.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you, Blaine in Louisiana. Good morning.
How you doing?
Good, good, good.
How much did you pay that guy?
I just wanted to. Yeah. Back up with the gentleman was stating about the auction, how you had a nice vehicles and pleasant to do business with.
Yeah.
I was able to get you all to purchase my GT500, mm-hmm. 14 model with 3,900 miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
The dealerships were not wanting to deal with me on trade, and I contacted your group just on a whim.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all gave me the money I wanted, did the courtesy trade at the dealership, the in and out.
Yep.
And everything worked out.
I know this car, and I'll tell you why I know this car is because it's a Smurf Blue GT500, and it's got like 1,000 horsepower on it, right?
No, mine was gray with red stripes.
Oh, I remember that one too. Yeah, because we had two of them back to back this week. That damn modified one went into limp mode. The dealer that bought it, a Ford store, he got it and it went into limp mode. One of the gauges went out, and he called me freaking out. And I said, "Hey, don't freak out. I'll buy it back." I said, "But before I do, let me send my technician over there to check it out." And it was just a sensor relay that had defaulted into limp mode, and we got it fixed. Boy, he was scared to death because when you buy these modified cars, there's risk in them.
Sure.
Because people have been jacking with them. You put superchargers and all this aftermarket crap. Stuff goes sideways, and you'll shell an engine quick. But, Blaine, I so appreciate that phone call. Man, this is fun. I feel like this is like homecoming or something.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thanks, Blaine.
Well, I was leery of making the original contact. I did the email first, and naturally, the automated response wasn't what I was expecting. And then representative called me and told him what I needed, and he made it happen.
Computers don't buy cars.
Everything I did with your group was a great experience. So any doubters out there listening need to definitely give y'all a chance.
Thanks again, man. Thanks. Dan in Fort Worth, good morning. Hey, Dan.
John?
Yo, you there?
Yes, sir.
What have you got?
Got 2002 Pontiac Trans Am,
mm-hmm.
And it's WS6, T-tops, black on black, it's leather.
How many miles?
23,000 miles.
So you got a special car, you know that. If it was being graded by a professional on a scale of 1 to 10, where would they hit it? 10 showroom.
I'd say 8.9.
Okay, so it's a real one. No previous paint work, doesn't have any rock chips in the hood. I mean,
it does have rock chips here and there on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that,
can we touch them up professionally and it'll cover, or do we need to reshoot the hood? You heard what the guy just said. I've got to get it perfect. I mean, I've got 30 people out there that just work for us at that sale, painting and denting and doing all that stuff. So, I mean, it's going to cost me $700 to shoot the hood, or it's going to cost me, $100 to do the micro touch-up with a shringe and a blend. Okay. Anyway, we'll figure it out.
I'm not sure what would be the best.
Does $15,000 buy the car? Every now and then I get down to Think about
I'm hoping 17.
And I may do 17. Do this. Load it into GiveMeTheVIN.com. Let's take a look-see.
Okay.
You're in you're in Fort Worth, Texas. I've got an office off Camp Bowie right there at 30, behind Galligaskins in that in the business center. And you can run it over here actually today if you want. We can take a look at it.
Okay. But, I'll tell you what, I might jump in it and head that way right now.
Do that. And but start with go to gimmethevin.com. You can just put the license plate number in or the VIN number and get the thing started so somebody will meet you. So they'll expect you coming because we have so many people. You'll walk in here and we just – I'm going to put you on hold, actually. I'm going to let DJ Pre-K load you up in the system so they know you're coming. Hang on a second. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. Chris and Tomball, good morning.